Well, happy Sabbath, one and all, and welcome to our main church service on this very high Sabbath day, the first Sabbath in the new year, January the 2nd, 2021. Welcome to those that are joining us on the phone and also those that are listening to the recording. I'm glad to have you in fellowship today, and we have a very special high honor as the Colombian Home Church brethren are with us, and Brother Jorge Garay is going to be leading out in our foot washing and communion service. And Brother Santiago, his son, is going to be translating into English for us. So I'll go ahead and turn the service over to my dear beloved brother, Brother Jorge.
Feliz y bendecido sábado para todos los invitados, para aquellos que están escuchando a través del teléfono y la grabación. Bienvenidos todos, hermanos. Bienvenidos todos. Tendremos dos oraciones de apertura.
Okay, Sabbath blessings, dear ones, and welcome to this food washing and communion service. This morning we had some problem with our internet connection, so we had to move to a nearby place. Right now we are in our car broadcasting the signal for the service, and sorry for the noise out there. Sabbath blessings for everyone, for those who are listening to the through the phone, and those who are watching the recording.
Tendremos dos oraciones de apertura. Primero ofreceré una oración en español y luego nuestro querido hermano Bob Sessler ofrecerá una en inglés. Cantemos el himno Santo Espíritu de Cristo. Empezamos entonando el himno Santo Espíritu de Cristo.
Okay, we are going to our opening song is titled Santo Espíritu de Cristo.
Espíritu de Cristo mora en este corazón. Lléname de tu presencia, cólmame de bendición. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame, cólmame de tu presencia. Santo Espíritu lo puedes, aunque como no lo sé, mas si tú mi ruego oyes, sé que puro yo seré. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame. Cólmame de tu presencia, ven, oh ven, y cólmame. Débil soy, flaqueza todo más, me postro a tus pies, para que tu amor eterno, fuerte, puro y fiel me des. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame, cólmame de tu presencia, ven, oh ven, y cólmame. Lávame, bendice y salva cuerpo, alma, espíritu. Ya me salvas, me consuelas de bondad, me colmas tú. Cólmame, cólmame, ven ahora y cólmame. Cólmame de tu presencia, ven, Oh, ven y cólmame.
Entonces tendremos dos oraciones de apertura. Primero ofreceré una oración en español y luego nuestro hermano Bob Zeller ofrecerá una en inglés.
Okay, now I'm going to offer a prayer in Spanish and then our dear brother Bob will offer another in English. So let's bow our hearts and knees.
Oremos. Nuestro Padre, gracias te damos por este día, tú que moras en la gloria eterna del santuario celestial con tu amado Cristo Jesús, llevando a cabo la última obra de mediación, la última súplica que el cielo pueda hacer en favor única y exclusivamente de los que se llegan a ti buscando no solo el perdón de sus pecados, sino lo que más anhela y desea un pecador, y es que le borren eternamente y para siempre de tu libro todos sus pecados, todas sus iniquidades. Gracias, Señor, por esta hora que nos regalas y te rogamos que bendigas a todos los hermanos que están presentes y también a los hermanos que no están, al enfermo dale de tu salud y al que está desanimado fortalécele. Te suplicamos pues que nos guíes ahora y nos enseñes personalmente en la persona de tu Espíritu Santo. Lo suplicamos y lo agradecemos todo en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Amén.
And Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for allowing us to gather together on this first Sabbath of the new year in worshiping thee in spirit and in truth, especially in celebrating foot washing and communion. And we pray that thy presence will continue to be with us, the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit. And please, Father, allow the blessings and the light and the love and the glory that surrounds you and your throne to come down to each heart. Spirit, fill our hearts with thyself, plant Jesus on the throne of our hearts, and help us to receive the great blessing that you have in store for us. Help us to comprehend as never before the special sacredness of this service. Help our hearts to be touched, help self to be crucified, and a sweet unity to take place of division and dissension. Remove it all from us, that we may indeed receive more of your love, compassion, and the attributes of your divine character. We desire to be your children, not the children of the wicked one. And please work this transformation within us. So thank you for allowing us to gather together. Let the internet work well. And thank you for the blessing that your presence brings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Gracias, hermano, por su oración.
Okay, amen, and thank you, brother, both for your prayer.
Juan 13, 8 al 11, nos dice, Pedro le dijo, no me lavarás los pies jamás, respondió Jesús, si no te lavo, no tendrás parte conmigo. Simón Pedro respondió, Señor, no solo mis pies, sino aún las manos y la cabeza. Replicó Jesús, el que está bañado solo necesita lavar los pies porque todo está limpio. Vosotros estáis limpios, aunque no todos. Porque sabía quién lo iba a entregar. Por esto dijo, no todos estáis limpios.
Okay, our opening verse, it's found in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 8 to 11. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore, said he, ye are not all clean.
Todo estuvo dispuesto para el lavamiento de los pies. Y tenemos aquí dos expresiones muy importantes para resaltar.
Everything was fixed for the foot washing service. And here we find two expressions or two verses quite important.
No me lavarán los pies jamás. Si no te lavo, no tendrás parte conmigo.
If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Y no todos estáis limpios.
And ye are not all clean.
En realidad, todo estaba listo para el rito de lavamiento de los pies.
Everything was fixed for the foot washing service in the upper room.
Deseado todas las gentes, página 600. Había siempre el anfitrión dispuesto para la fiesta, un siervo para que lavara los pies, pero esta vez no lo estuvo.
The host always offered the act of foot washing for his guest. And there was always a servant to perform this work. But in this occasion, there was no servant to perform this action.
Ninguno de los discípulos quiso tomar el lugar de siervo.
None of the disciples wanted to get the role or the act of a servant.
Fue una dura prueba del carácter para los discípulos y lo es también para nosotros hoy.
And it was a difficult proof of their character, and it's also for us.
Rendir todo nuestro ser ante él es en cierto sentido una expresión del misterio de la iniquidad. Resistir el hombre a rendirse ante el Señor.
This is a difficult proof for every one of us, and we need to surrender all of our self, because it is a quite difficult proof that we need to, or in which we surrender all of our self, and that's work for us in this moment.
Pero todo estaba en realidad dispuesto para que se manifestara ante los discípulos el misterio de la piedad.
And everything was fixed to be revealed, the mystery of the piety before the disciples.
El Dios que se humilla y se hace siervo.
The God that humiliates himself to become a servant.
El Señor Jesús se hizo siervo y nos invita a imitarlo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ became a servant, and he invites us to become also servants.
Como nos lo dice allí en Filipenses 2:5-7, haya en vosotros el mismo sentir que hubo en Cristo Jesús, quien aunque era de condición divina, no quiso aferrarse a su igualdad con Dios. Sino que
Blessed Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
Eso fue lo que el Señor Jesús hizo, como nos lo dice el deseado de todas las gentes en la página 601. Tenía plena conciencia de su divinidad, pero había puesto a un lado su corona y vestiduras reales, tomando forma de siervo. Uno de los últimos actos de su vida en la tierra consistió en ceñirse como siervo y cumplir la tarea de un siervo.
As it says in the Sarcophagus, page 644, paragraph 5, he had a full consciousness of his divinity, but he had laid aside his royal crown and kingly robes, and had taken the form of a servant. One of the last acts of his life on earth was to gear himself as a servant and perform a servant's part.
Lavar los pies en el aposento alto a sus discípulos era una figura de una purificación superior.
To wash his disciples' feet in the upper room was a symbol of the purifying we must carry out in our lives.
Estas palabras significan más que la limpieza corporal. Cristo estaba hablando de una purificación superior ilustrada por la inferior. Deseado de todas las gentes, 602.
These words mean more than bodily cleanliness. Christ is still speaking of the higher cleansing as illustrated by the lower. The side of pages, page 646, paragraph 3.
Hoy el Señor Jesús está haciendo el mismo trabajo de siervo en el lugar santísimo del santuario celestial.
Today our Lord Jesus Christ is performing the same work in the Holy of the Holies.
Despojado de toda corona y de todo vestido sumo sacerdotal.
Without no priest robes.
Está allí con su naturaleza humana y no como Dios y Señor, aunque lo es.
And he doesn't have his divinity or his yes, his divinity, but his human nature.
Y así se presenta y nos representa como hombre y siervo.
And in that way he represents us as servant and as a priest at the same time.
Como nos dice en Levítico 16:4, como estaba y como entraba el sumo sacerdote al lugar santísimo, se vestirá la túnica santa de lino y sobre la carne se pondrá el calzoncillo de lino. Se ceñirá el cinto de lino y se cubrirá con la mitra de lino. Estas son las santas vestiduras. Se las pondrá después de haberse bañado.
And in Leviticus 6, chapter 16, verse 4, we find a description of the robes our high priest is wearing. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall be attired. These are holy garments, and therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on.
En Hechos de los Apóstoles, en la página 27, nos dice que así como en el servicio típico, el sumo sacerdote ponía a un lado sus ropas pontificias y oficiaba con el blanco vestido del lino del sacerdote común, así Cristo puso a un lado sus ropas reales, fue vestido de humanidad, ofreció sacrificio, siendo él mismo el sacerdote y la víctima.
Continuing in Acts of the Apostles, page 33, as in the typical service, the high priest laid aside his pontifical robes and officiated in the white linen dress of an ordinary priest, so Christ laid aside his royal robes and garbed himself with humanity and offered sacrifice, himself the priest, himself the victim.
Y así es como se nos presenta al Señor Jesús en el lugar santísimo del santuario celestial. Nos dice en Primera de Timoteo 2:5, porque hay un solo Dios y un solo mediador entre Dios y los hombres, Jesucristo, hombre.
En First Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, we find a description and a definition of what our Savior is performing in the heaven. For there is no God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Nuestro humilde sumo sacerdote está mediando y lavando a todos sus discípulos de manera íntima y personal.
Our humble high priest is washing and purifying his people in a personal and exclusive way.
Con su propia sangre.
With his own blood.
Apocalipsis 1:5 nos dice, y de Jesucristo, el testigo fiel, el primogénito de los muertos, el soberano de los reyes de la tierra, al que nos amó y nos lavó de nuestros pecados con su sangre.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, and washed us from our sins, in his own blood.
Hebreo 9:12 nos recuerda que, y no por sangre de machos cabríos ni de becerros, sino por su propia sangre, entró una vez para siempre en el lugar santísimo, habiendo obtenido plena redención.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 remind us, neither by the blood of the goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
También nos revela el Señor dónde está Él haciendo su trabajo.
Also, we are revealed in where our Savior is performing this work.
Nos revela el Señor entonces el lugar de su trabajo. Vi un ángel que con presteza volaba hacia mí, dice la hermana White. Me llevó rápidamente desde la tierra a la santa ciudad, donde vi un templo en el que entré. Antes de llegar al primer velo, pasé por una puerta. Levantóse ese velo y entré en el lugar santo, donde vi el altar del incienso, el candelabro con las siete lámparas y la mesa con los panes de la proposición. Después que hube notado la gloria del lugar santo, Jesús levantó el segundo velo y pasé al lugar santísimo. En él vi un arca, cuya cubierta y lados estaban recubiertos de oro purísimo. En cada extremo del arca había un hermoso querubín con las alas extendidas sobre el arca. Sus rostros estaban frente a frente uno del otro, pero miraban hacia abajo. Entre los dos ángeles había un incensario de oro, y sobre el arca donde estaban los ángeles, una gloria en extremo esplendorosa, que semejaba a un trono a Dios. Junto al arca estaba Jesús, y cuando las oraciones de los santos llegaban a él, humeaba el incienso del incensario, y Jesús ofrecía a su Padre aquellas oraciones con el humo del incienso. Dentro del arca estaba el vaso de oro con el maná, la florida vara de Aarón y las tablas de piedra, que se desplegaban la una sobre la otra como las hojas de un libro. Abriólas Jesús y vi en ellas los 10 mandamientos escritos por el dedo de Dios.
In early writings, page 33, I saw an angel flying swiftly to me. He quickly carried me from the earth to the holy city. In the holy city, I saw a temple, which I entered. I passed through a door before I came to the first veil, and this veil was raised, and I passed into the holy place. Here I saw the altar of incense, the candlestick with 7 lamps, and the table on which was the shewbread. After viewing the glory of the holy, Jesus raised the second veil, and I passed into the holy of holies. In the holiest, I saw an ark. On the top and sides of it was pierced gold. On each end of the ark was a lovely cherub, which its wings spread out over it. They Their faces were turned toward each other, and they looked downward. Between the angels was a gold censer. Above the ark, where the angels stood, was an exceeding bright glory that appeared like a throne where God dwelt. Jesus stood by the ark, and as the saints' prayers came up to him, the incense in the censer would smoke, and he would offer up their prayers with the smoke of the incense to his Father. In the ark was the golden pot of manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of stone which folded together like a book. Jesus opened them, and I saw the Ten Commandments written on them with the finger of God.
El acto de Jesús lavar los pies de sus discípulos en el aposento alto fue un servicio de humildad exclusivo.
The act offered or performed by our Savior was a personal and exclusive act he did for his disciples.
Hoy, el trabajo de purificar Jesús a su pueblo fiel es también una obra de amor exclusivamente para todos aquellos que buscan no solo perdón de sus pecados, sino que les sean borrados de su libro.
Today, the work of purifying that Jesus Christ performed by his or for his people is also a work of love, exclusively for those who look for not only pardon of his sins, but also that they want they would be erased from his book.
Nos dice el Señor Jesús hoy, si no te lavare, no tendrás parte conmigo.
Today our Lord Jesus Christ says to us, if I wash not thee, thou hast no part with me.
En el rito típico, solo aquellos que se habían presentado ante Dios arrepintiéndose y confesando sus pecados y cuyas iniquidades eran llevadas al santuario por medio de la sangre del holocausto, tenían participación en el servicio del día de las expiaciones. Así, en el gran día de la expiación final y del juicio, los únicos casos que se consideran son los de quienes hayan profesado ser hijos de Dios.
Great Controversy, page 480, paragraph 1. The typical service only those who had come before God with confession and repentance, and whose sins, through the blood of the sin offering, were transferred to the sanctuary, had a part in the service of the Day of Atonement. So, in the great day of final atonement and investigative judgment, the only cases considered are those of the professed people of God.
En el conflicto de los siglos, en la página 537, también nos recuerda el Señor que en caso de que alguien tenga en los libros de memoria pecados de los cuales no se haya arrepentido y que no hayan sido perdonados, su nombre será borrado del libro de la vida y la mención de sus obras serán borradas de los registros de Dios.
Continuing in the Great Controversy, page 483. When any have sins remaining upon the books of record, and repented of and forgiven, their names will be blotted out by of the book of life, and the record of their good deeds will be erased from the book of God's remembrance.
Nos dice entonces el Señor que la purificación o el lavado de todo nuestro ser es la obra que el Señor Jesús está llevando a cabo en el lugar santísimo del santuario celestial.
Then the work that is performing our Savior is the cleansing and the purifying of his people during these days.
Y es lo que nos dice en Conflicto de los Siglos, página 544. A todos los que se hayan arrepentido verdaderamente de su pecado y que hayan aceptado con fe la sangre de Cristo como su sacrificio expiatorio, se les ha inscrito el perdón frente a sus nombres en los libros del cielo. Como llegaron a ser partícipes de la justicia de Cristo y su carácter está en armonía con la ley de Dios, sus pecados serán borrados y ellos mismos serán juzgados dignos de la vida eterna.
The Great Controversy, page 483, paragraph 2. All who have truly repented of sin and by faith claimed the blood of Christ and their atoning sacrifice have had pardon entered against their names in the books of heaven, and they have become partakers of the righteousness of Christ, and their characters are found to be in harmony with the law of God. Their sins will be blotted out, and they themselves will be accounted worthy of eternal life.
Por eso el Señor nos advierte que no todos estáis limpios.
For that reason, our Lord warns us, saying that ye are not all clean.
Y nos recuerda en su amoroso llamado que todos tenemos libertad para entrar a la lavandería celestial.
And he reminds us that we are also free to choose what side we could take.
Donde Jesús está dispuesto para purificar a todo el que se acerque a su presencia.
And our Lord Jesus Christ is willing in the heavenly, in the sanctuary, to receive everyone that is looking for salvation and purifying.
Hebreo 10:19-22 nos dice el Espíritu. Así que, hermanos, teniendo libertad para entrar en el lugar santísimo por la sangre de Jesucristo, por el camino nuevo que Él nos abrió a través del velo, esto es de su carne, y teniendo un gran sumo sacerdote, un gran sacerdote sobre la casa de Dios, acerquémonos con corazón sincero en plena certidumbre de fe, purificados los corazones de mala conciencia y lavados los cuerpos con agua pura.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
Así que Cristo está oficiando en el lugar santísimo del santuario celestial, purificándolo de todos nuestros pecados confesados.
Then, in this moment, our high priest is officiating and performing this work or that work that the high priest performed in the earthly sanctuary for his people, cleansing them or cleansing us. And purifying us.
Por eso el Espíritu Santo también nos invita a que nosotros debemos estar también purificando el santuario de nuestra alma.
And the Holy Spirit also invites us to cleanse and purify our temple, that is our body.
Maranata 247, página 247. Nos dice el Señor que la iglesia del cielo, unida a la iglesia de la tierra, está peleando la buena batalla de la fe en este mundo. Debe producirse una purificación del alma aquí en la tierra, en armonía con la purificación efectuada por Cristo en el santuario celestial. El pueblo de Dios debe tener ahora sus ojos fijos en el santuario celestial, donde nuestro gran sumo sacerdote está intercediendo por su pueblo.
Maranatha, page 2, 49, paragraph 4 and 5. The church above, united with the church below, is warring the good warfare upon the earth. There must be a purifying of the soul here upon the earth, in harmony with Christ's cleansing of the sanctuary in heaven. God's people are now to have their eyes fixed on the heavenly sanctuary, where our great high priest, is interceding for his.
Y en el conflicto de los siglos, en la página 478, nos dice, mientras se prosigue el juicio investigador en el cielo, mientras que los pecados de los creyentes son quitados del santuario de purificación, de liberación del pecado entre el pueblo de Dios en la tierra.
Continuing the Great Controversy, page 425, paragraph 1. While the investigative judgment is going forward in heaven, while these sins of penitent believers are being removed from the sanctuary, there's to be a special work of purification and putting away of sin among God's people upon earth.
Y en la misma página nos dice que los que vivan en la tierra, cuando cese la intercesión de Cristo en el santuario celestial, deberán estar en pie en la presencia del Dios Santo sin mediador. Sus vestiduras deberán estar sin mácula, sus caracteres purificados de todo pecado por la sangre de la aspersión, por la gracia de Dios y sus propios y diligentes esfuerzos, deberán ser vencedores en la lucha con el mal.
Continuing, those who are living upon the earth when the intercession of Christ shall cease in the sanctuary above are to stand the side of a holy God with our mediator. Their robes must be spotless. Their characters must be purified from sin by the blood of sprinkling. Through the grace of God and their own diligent effort, they must be conquerors in the battle with evil.
Es solemne la responsabilidad.
It is great the responsibility
and el deber nuestro en esta hora.
And our duty in this hour.
En la que el Señor quiere hacernos copartícipes de su obra de purificación.
In which our Lord wants to include us as co-workers in his work of purifying and cleansing.
Y de su obra de expiación, permitiéndonos a nosotros también purificar el templo de nuestra alma.
And also in the work of atonement, allowing us to cleanse our bodies. The
por
living
eso,
temple.
Okay. Por esto es que el Señor nos envía el mensaje allá en Maranata 298 cuando nos dice, este es el tiempo que disponemos para lavar y planchar, el tiempo cuando hemos de lavar nuestros vestidos en la sangre del Cordero. No permitiremos que el pecado se aleje de nosotros. Os ruego, hermanos y hermanas, que trabajéis con fervor para aseguraros la corona de la vida eterna. La recompensa será digna del conflicto, digna del esfuerzo. En la carrera que estamos corriendo, cada uno puede recibir la recompensa ofrecida, la corona de la vida eterna. Yo anhelo esa corona. Quiero decir que deseo lograrla con la ayuda de Dios. Quiero significar que me aferraré a la verdad hasta que pueda ver al Rey en su hermosura.
Continuing Maranatha, page 298, paragraph 4 and 5. This is our washing and ironing time, the time when we are to cleanse our robes of character in the blood of the Lamb. John says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. Shall we not let our sins go? I entreat you, brethren and sisters, labor earnestly to secure the crown of everlasting life. The reward will be worth the conflict, worth the effort. In the race in which we are running, everyone may receive the reward offered, a crown of everlasting life. I want this crown. I mean, by God's help, to have it. I mean to hold fast to the truth that I may see the King in his beauty.
Y después que Jesús lavó los pies de sus discípulos, tomó el pan y dio gracias y lo partió y les dio diciendo, esto es mi cuerpo.
And when after washing his disciples' feet, bread and break it and said, this is my body.
Esto de comer su carne y beber su sangre no lo entendieron los esto de comer su carne y beber su sangre lo entendieron los judíos literalmente.
To eat his flesh and to drink his blood was understood by the rabbis or Jews in a literal way.
En realidad, este ritual era una verdad que simbólicamente se había practicado por siglos.
Indeed, this was a ritual that has been put into practice in the sanctuary for at least one millennium, or for a millennium.
Pero ahora no discernían el cuerpo de Cristo.
But now, they were, although they were conscious what Jesus was talking about, they refused and reject these words, and they understood them literally.
Yo soy el pan vivo que descendió del cielo. Si alguno comiere de este pan, vivirá para siempre. Y el pan que yo haré es mi carne, la cual yo haré por la vida del mundo. Entonces los judíos contendían entre sí diciendo, ¿cómo puede este darnos a comer su carne?
In John 6, verses 51 and 52, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
En el deseado de todas las gentes, en la página 352, nos dice que en el Cordero Pascual, Dios deseaba que ellos viesen el Cordero de Dios, y que por este símbolo recibiesen a aquel que se daba a sí mismo para la vida del mundo. Pero los judíos habían llegado a dar toda la importancia al símbolo, mientras que pasaban por alto su significado. No discernían el cuerpo del Señor. La misma verdad que estaba simbolizada en la ceremonia pascual estaba enseñada en las palabras de Cristo, pero no la discernían tampoco. Entonces los rabinos exclamaron airadamente, ¿cómo puede este darnos su carne a comer? Afectaron comprender sus palabras en el mismo sentido literal que Nicodemo cuando preguntó, ¿cómo puede el hombre nacer siendo viejo? Hasta cierto punto comprendían lo que Jesús quería decir, pero no querían reconocerlo. Torciendo sus palabras, esperaban crear prejuicios contra él en la gente. Cristo no suavizó su representación simbólica, reiteró la verdad con lenguaje aún más fuerte. De cierto os digo, si no comiereis la sangre del Hijo del Hombre y bebiereis su sangre, no tendréis vida en vosotros. El que come mi carne y bebe mi sangre, tiene vida eterna, y yo le resucitaré en el día postrero, porque mi carne es verdadera comida, y mi sangre es verdadera bebida. El que come mi carne y bebe mi sangre, en mí permanece y yo en él. Comer la carne y beber la sangre de Cristo es recibirle como Salvador personal, creyendo que perdona nuestros pecados y que somos completos en él.
Continuing in the Paschal Lamb, God desired them to behold the Lamb of God, and through the symbol receive him who gave himself for the life of the world. But the Jews had come to make the symbol all important, while its significance was unnoticed. They discerned not the Lord's body. The same truth that was symbolized in the Paschal service was taught in the words of Christ, but it was still undiscerned. Now the rabbis exclaim angrily, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They affected to understand his word in the same literal sense as did Nicodemus when he asked, "How can a man be born when he is old?" John 3:4. To some extent, they comprehended the meaning of Jesus, but they were not willing to acknowledge it. By construing his words, they hoped to prejudice the people against him. Christ did not soften down his symbolical representation. He reiterated the truth in yet stronger language. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. To eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ is to receive him as a personal Savior, believing that he forgives our sins and that we are complete in him." The Sarfages, page 389, paragraph 1, 2, and 3.
Las palabras del Señor Jesús nos enseña que sacerdotes, discípulos y el mundo no entendieron este misterio.
The scriptures tell us that neither disciples nor the rabbis or even the rest of the world understood these words.
Y seguramente nosotros no lo entenderíamos si no fuera por la revelación del Espíritu de la profecía.
And surely we wouldn't understand them, but we do it thanks to the Spirit of prophecy.
El Señor Jesús nos dice en Joyas de los Testimonios, tomo 2, página 220. ¿Cuántos pueden comprender este misterio? El Salvador mismo explica este asunto. El Espíritu es el que da vida. La carne nada aprovecha. Las palabras que yo os he hablado son Espíritu y son vida. La palabra de Dios debe estar entretejida con el carácter vivo de los que la creen.
How many can comprehend this mystery? The Savior himself explained this matter. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and their life. The Word of God must be interwoven with the living character of those who believe it. The only vital faith is that faith which receives and assimilates the truth till it is a part of the being and the motive power of life and action. Five Testimonies, page 575, paragraph 2.
Las palabras resaltadas en rojo aparecen en cursiva en el original.
The highlighted words appear in italics in the original scripture,
dándonos a entender que la palabra de Dios es espíritu y es vida.
And this tells us that the word of God is a spirit and is life.
Tan espíritu es acción, es el nuevo sentir en nuestro ser y es la disposición a cumplir su palabra.
The spirit is the action and is the will to fulfill his word.
Y vida es un cambio total en nuestros gustos, en nuestras palabras, en nuestras prácticas y hasta en nuestra dieta.
And life is a total change in our words, in our practices, and even in our diet.
Este misterio está entretejido de manera estrecha en nuestra naturaleza física y nuestra naturaleza espiritual.
These words are quite related to our spiritual life and our physical life.
Debe ser una realidad en nuestra vida.
It must be a real work in our life.
En el deseado de todas las gentes, en la página 353, nos habla de ese tema de la espiritualidad, de la palabra de Dios. Lo que es el alimento para el cuerpo debe ser lo Cristo para el alma. El alimento no puede beneficiarnos a menos que lo comamos, a menos que llegue a ser parte de nuestro ser. Así también Cristo no tiene valor para nosotros si no le conocemos como Salvador personal. Un conocimiento teórico no nos beneficiará. Debemos alimentarnos de él, recibirle en el corazón, de tal manera que su vida llegue a ser nuestra vida. Debemos asimilarnos su amor y su gracia.
These are pages, page 389, paragraph 3. What food is to the body, Christ must be to the soul. Food cannot benefit us unless we eat it, unless it becomes a part of our being. So Christ is of no value to us if we do not know him as a personal savior. A theoretical knowledge will do us no good. We must feed upon him, receive him into the heart, so that his life becomes our life. His love, his grace must be assimilated.
Y en el deseado de todas las gentes, en la página 354 a 355, nos habla de esa experiencia en cuanto a nuestro alimento físico.
And in this next quote, we are going to find out what about this physical work in our bodies.
Así como nuestra vida física es sostenida por el alimento, nuestra vida espiritual es sostenida por la palabra de Dios. Y cada alma ha de recibir vida de la palabra de Dios para sí. Como debemos comer por nosotros mismos a fin de recibir alimento, así hemos de recibir la palabra por nosotros mismos. No hemos de obtenerla simplemente por medio de otra mente. Debemos estudiar cuidadosamente la Biblia, pidiendo a Dios la ayuda del Espíritu Santo a fin de comprender su palabra.
The third page is page 391. As our physical life is sustained by God, so our spiritual life is sustained by the word of God or for himself. As we must eat for ourselves in order to receive nourishment, so we must receive the word for ourselves. We are not to obtain it merely through the medium of another's mind. We should carefully spirit that we may understand his word.
Así que nadie puede decirle a el papá, a la mamá o al hermano que coma por él.
So nobody can eat for another one.
Ni tampoco espiritualmente podemos esperar que el pastor, el hermano o el amigo coman espiritualmente por nosotros.
And in the same way, when we are talking about spiritual nourishment, nobody can eat for another.
Aunque muchos creen que comiéndose una comida solamente el sábado es suficiente para su alimentación espiritual.
Although many think that by taking one meal or one meal by week during the Sabbath, it is enough.
El Señor nos dice que tanto el alimento físico como el espiritual, absolutamente todo depende de él.
Lord Jesus Christ says that either the spiritual or the physical nourishment depends on him.
Es lo que el Señor nos dice allá en el deseado de todas las gentes en la página 615. Nuestro Salvador dijo, si no comiereis la carne del Hijo de Dios, del hombre, y bebiereis su sangre, no tendréis vida en vosotros, porque mi carne es verdadera comida, y mi sangre es verdadera bebida. Esto es verdad acerca de nuestra naturaleza física. A la muerte de Cristo debemos aún esta vida terrenal. El pan que comemos ha sido comprado por su cuerpo quebrantado. El agua que bebemos ha sido comprada por su sangre derramada. Nadie, santo o pecador, come su alimento diario sin ser nutrido por el cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. La cruz del Calvario está estampada en cada pan, está reflejada en cada manantial. Todo esto enseñó Cristo al designar los emblemas de su gran sacrificio. La luz que resplandece del rito de la comunión realizado en el aposento alto hace sagradas las provisiones de nuestra vida diaria. La despensa familiar viene a ser como la mesa del Señor y cada comida un sacramento.
Continuing, our Lord has said, except ye eat the flesh of man and drink his blood, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. John 6:53-55. This is true of our physical nature. To the death of Christ we all even this earthly life. The bread we eat is the purchase of his broken body. The water we drink is bought by his spilled blood. Never one, saint or sinner, eats his daily food, but he is nourished by the body and the blood of Christ. The cross of Calvary is stamped on every loaf. It is reflected in every water spring. All this Christ has taught in appointing the emblems of his great sacrifice. Light shining from that communion service in the upper chamber makes sacred the provision for our daily life. The family board becomes as the table of the Lord, and every meal a sacrament.
Esto de comer su carne y beber su sangre, que en la práctica es estudiar su palabra para conocer y hacer su voluntad.
To eat his flesh and to drink his blood is the practical or is the practice of studying his word every day.
Es una responsabilidad íntima y personal.
And this is a intimate and personal responsibility.
Conflicto, primeros patriarca y profetas en la página 538. Cada capítulo y cada versículo de la Biblia es una comunicación directa de Dios a los hombres. Debemos atar sus preceptos en nuestras manos como señales y como frontales entre nuestros ojos. Si se los estudia y obedece, conducirán al pueblo de Dios como fueron conducidos los israelitas por la columna de nube durante el día y la columna de fuego durante la noche.
Patriarchs and Prophets, page 504, paragraph 3. Every chapter and every verse of the Bible is a communication from God to man. We should bind its precepts as signs upon our hands and as a frontlet between our eyes. If studied and obeyed, it would lead God's people, as the Israelites were led by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
Y en Conflicto de los Siglos, en la página 656, también nos recuerda el Señor que Dios nos ha dado su palabra para que conozcamos sus enseñanzas y sepamos por nosotros mismos lo que Él exige de nosotros. La ignorancia no excusará ni a jóvenes ni a viejos, ni los librará tampoco del castigo que corresponde a la infracción de la ley de Dios, pues tienen a la mano una exposición de dicha ley, de sus principios y de lo que ella exige del hombre.
God has given us his word that we may become acquainted with its teachings and know for ourselves what he requires of us. Ignorance will not excuse young or older, nor release them from the punishment due for the transgression of God's law. because there is in their hands a faithful presentation of that law and of its principles and claims. Great Controversy, page 588, paragraph 1.
Y sigue diciendo que el primero y más alto deber de toda criatura racional es el de escudriñar la verdad de las Sagradas Escrituras y luego andar en la luz y exhortar a otros a que sigan su ejemplo. Día tras día deberíamos estudiar diligentemente la Biblia, pesando cada pensamiento y comparando texto con texto. Con la ayuda de Dios debemos formarnos nuestras propias opiniones, ya que tenemos que responder a Dios por nosotros mismos.
Continuing, it is the first and highest duty of every rational being to learn from the scriptures what is truth, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example. We should day by day study the Bible diligently, weighing every thought and comparing scripture with scripture. With divine help, we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 588, paragraph 2.
Concluye entonces el Señor diciéndonos que debemos buscarle a Él siempre, cada día, para hacer su voluntad.
As a conclusion, we must approach to our Savior every day.
Y nos dice en Fe y Obras, página 79, Dios nos ayude a ser estudiantes de la Biblia, hasta que puedas ver la razón por ti mismo. Y una así dice el Señor en las Escrituras, no confíes a hombre alguno la tarea de interpretar la Biblia para ti. Cuando puedas ver esto, lo comprendes por ti mismo y sabes que es la verdad de Dios, dirás, lo he leído, lo he visto. Mi propio corazón lo hace suyo, y es la verdad que Dios me ha hablado por medio de su palabra. Ahora bien, esto es lo que debemos ser, cristianos individuales. Necesitamos tener una experiencia individual, personal. Necesitamos ser convertidos, como lo necesitaban los judíos. Si ves una lucecita, no debes retroceder y decir, aguardaré hasta que mis hermanos la hayan visto. Si lo haces, continuarás en las tinieblas. Dios nos ayude a tener un conocimiento de la verdad. Y si has visto la verdad de Dios, prosigue hacia la luz y deja las barreras detrás de ti. No hagas de la carne tu brazo, mas ten una experiencia viviente por ti mismo, y entonces tu rostro resplandecerá con la gloria de Dios. Has caminado con Él, y Él te ha sostenido. Has luchado y alegado con Él, y Él ha hecho resplandecer su luz sobre ti.
Our closing quote is taken from Faith and Work, page 78, paragraph 1. God help us to be Bible students until you can see the reason for it yourself, and thus saith the Lord, in the scriptures, don't trust any living man to interpret the Bible for you. And when you can see this, you know it for yourself, and know it to be the truth of God. You will say, I have read it, I have seen it, and my own heart takes hold upon it, and it is the truth God has spoken to me from His Word. Now, this is what we are to be, individual Christians. We need to have an individual personal experience. We need to be converted, as did the Jews. If you see a little lie, you are not to stand back and say, I will wait until my brethren have seen it. If you do, you will go on in darkness. God, help us to have a knowledge of the truth. And if you have seen the truth of God, press right to the light and put up the bars behind you. Make no flesh your arm, but have a living experience for yourself, and there your countenance will shine with the glory of God. You have walked with Him, and He has upheld you. You have wrestled with Him and pleaded with Him, and He has let His light shine upon you.
Quiera el Señor que su obra de purificación nos beneficie.
May God, His cleansing work, benefit us.
Permita el Señor que su carne y su sangre sean la vida de nuestra vida.
May God, His blood and His flesh be life for us.
Y que nuestro testimonio sea luz para un mundo que está pereciendo en la ignorancia de su santa ley.
And our testimony be light for a world perishing in ignorance of God's holy law.
Que el Dios de paz y amor nos perdone y nos dé vida.
That the Lord of peace and love forgive us and give us life.
Amén.
Amen.
Ahora entonces tendremos 20 minutos para el lavamiento de los pies.
Okay, now go ahead and take 20 minutes for foot washing. By 4 o'clock Eastern time we'll be coming back. So that would be 1 o'clock Western time. If you need more time, please let us know.
Muy bien, hermanos, ya todos estamos listos. Vamos a tomar entonces junto la cena del Señor y entonemos las estrofas del himno Jesús invita a sus santos.
Jesus invite his saints to meet around his roar. And sob in memory of the dead and sufferings of their Lord. We take the bread and wine as emblems of thy death. Lord, raise our souls above the sign to feast on thee by faith. Faith is the bread of life and drinks the living wine. It looks beyond the sin of strife, unites us to the vine. Soon shall the night be gone. Our Lord will come again. The marriage supper of the Lamb will usher in His reign.
Amén. Amén. Hermano, vamos a tener la lectura bíblica por el pan. Y el hermano Dicky, la oración por el pan. Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús la noche que fue entregado tomó pan, y habiendo dado gracias lo partió y dijo, tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es partido. Haced esto en memoria de mí.
1 Corinthians 11:23 and 24. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Mientras el hermano Dicky ora, inclinemos reverentemente nuestros rostros.
Now our dear brother Dick Graves will offer the prayer for the bread. Let's bow our hearts and knees.
Querido Padre que moras en los cielos, te damos gracias por esta oportunidad de reunirnos y celebrar la Santa Cena, recordando que el pan y el vino representan nuestra comunión contigo. Y pedimos sobre esos tu bendición, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén. Gracias, hermano Dicky. Ahora tomemos el pan, hermanos. Si ya estamos todos servidos, participemos juntos.
Now take the bread, and this is the body of our Lord Jesus, and take it.
Ahora, hermano Dicky, tiene la lectura por el vino y yo la oración por el vino. Asimismo, tomó también la copa, después de haber cenado, diciendo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto de mi sangre. Haced esto todas las veces que bebiereis en memoria de mí. Así pues, todas las veces que comiereis este pan y bebierais esta copa, la muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que Él venga.
1 Corinthians 11:25-26. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Nuestro Padre que moras en la gloria eterna del santuario celestial, gracias por hacernos partícipes de tu cuerpo y de tu sangre. Permite, Señor, que seamos fortalecidos por tu carne y lavados por tu sangre nuestros pecados. Bendice este vino, haz que él obre su poder en nuestras vidas. Por el amor de Cristo Jesús lo suplicamos y lo agradecemos todo. Amén.
Amén.
Si todos estamos servidos, podemos participar.
Jehová te bendiga, te guarde y brille sobre ti su faz, y te dé paz, y te dé paz, te dé su gracia y su misericordia, y alce a ti su rostro, ponga en ti gracia y en ti haya paz. Amén.
Ahora pedimos a nuestro hermano Bob, a nuestro querido hermano Bob Seller, que tenga la primera oración final, y yo termino después.
Well, dear ones, now our closing prayer is in charge of our dear brother Cesler, and then I will offer the last one in Spanish. So, bow our hearts and knees, and shall we pray?
Our precious Father in heaven, thank you so very much for thy merciful kindness and tender love and for being with us through this sacred service. Thank you so much, dear Savior, for the precious promise that you are soon to return and to take us home where you will again partake of the grape juice that you have created for each one of us. Help us, Lord, to spiritually partake of it and allow you into our lives to nourish and strengthen us, to purify us, that we may indeed be your people, especially in these last days, to show forth your glory and to reveal Jesus to the world. Help us indeed to live by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth on a daily basis, and to know you for ourselves, to know the truth of the scriptures for ourselves, that we will not rely upon the testimony of another as to what is truth, but we can rely upon your word as to truth. Help us indeed to love the truth, that we may be able to escape from the deception that is surrounding the world and leading them to destruction. We do not want to be among the wicked. We want to be among the redeemed. And thank you, Savior, for making it possible through thy spilt blood and body. Be with us now as we part. And thank you again for allowing us to meet together in thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Nuestro Padre, que moras en la gloria eterna del santuario celestial con tu amado Cristo Jesús, gracias, Señor, te damos por hacernos partícipes de tu mesa, por hacernos partícipes de la carne, la sangre de tu amado Cristo Jesús y también de su ministerio sumo sacerdotal, ofreciéndonos, Padre bondadoso, su gracia y su lavamiento y purificación de nuestras vidas para poder tener parte con él. Te suplicamos, Señor, que perdones nuestros pecados, que borres nuestras maldades y nuestras iniquidades. Que tengas misericordia de nosotros y nos ayudes con tu espíritu y por tu espíritu a modelar y a perfeccionar una vida que solo te agrade a ti. Concédenos una semana en paz, llévanos en tu amor durante el resto de este año si es tu voluntad, cúmplase tu voluntad en nuestras vidas y úsanos para tu gloria. Te lo suplicamos y te lo agradecemos todo en el nombre de nuestro amado Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro. Amén.
Amén.
Amén. Quiera Dios que el cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo, nuestro Salvador, manifestados en nuestra experiencia diaria, sean testimonio de verdadero cristianismo para un mundo que está pereciendo en la ignorancia de la santa ley de Dios. Que el Señor los use para su gloria.
May God's body and blood be manifested in our daily experience, and that they be a testimony of true Christianism to a world perishing in ignorance of God's holy and eternal law.
El Señor les bendiga y una feliz, feliz sábado y una feliz y bendecida semana para todos.
Sabbath blessing, dear ones. It was a pleasure to take this first foot washing and communion service. Have a blessed new year. That this Sabbath is not only a Sabbath, but a high Sabbath. And meanwhile, hold fast till he comes. Our Lord Jesus Christ comes again to the earth.
Amen. And thank you so much, dear Brother Garay. And dear Brother Santiago, thank you so much for being with us today and leading out in this sacred service. And thank you for putting up with the problems with the internet and being in your car. I know it's not the best situation, but praise God for having to put up with it. And for conducting our service. We appreciate your sacrifice, dear brethren. And are there any questions, any thoughts, comments, testimonies that you would like to bring forth at this time? Any questions for dear Brother Jorge or any thoughts that you'd like to share with them? Please feel free to do so at this time.
Just want to say God bless you for this wonderful service and for persisting to bring it to us, even if you had to get into the car. Thank God for cars, right? Thank you so much. God bless you.
What is the telephone number to your ministry?
Dear Sister Chaka, the Brother Garay's ministry or the ministry here?
Brother Garay's ministry.
I do not know their personal phone number, so you can communicate to them through email. That is an option here.
Yes, it's a possibility that you can communicate with us, Sister Chaka, by email. If you want, you can jot down our email, and that is I think it's difficult, but through the phone. To give you this email. Maybe through our dear brother Bob, you can obtain or get our email.
I put the email in the room. It's laverdadpresente@hotmail.com. So LAVERDADPRESENTE, laverdadpresente@hotmail.com. And if you do not have email capabilities, dear sister, you can leave a message on my phone number, and then I can send an email to Brother Garay with your message. And then he can respond back to me, and then I can respond to you. So there is a way to communicate if you do not have email capability.
Well, thank you very much. What's the name of Brother San Diego's ministry?
The Present Truth.
The Present Truth.
Or the Herald, yeah. El Herald.
Okay.
Are there any other questions or thoughts or comments, dear ones, that you'd like to bring forth at this time? Please feel free.
Elder Rob?
Hi. I would like to ask about the scripture for 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse, I think it's 25, where it spoke about, let me go back to it so that I don't paraphrase, 1 second. I just wanted to get a better understanding. Un momento. This one was saying about verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. What is meant here by this cup is the New Testament in my blood?
Is this question for me or for Brother Garay?
Both of you, as however the Lord is, however the Lord leads.
Well, Christ was shedding his blood for the remission of sin in the new covenant. So the old covenant, where you would have to go to a physical temple in order to meet with God, was being replaced by the blood of Christ, where we can now come before the Father personally through the shed blood of Christ, and not have to go to any particular building or temple or individual in order to meet with God. So he was setting aside the old covenant of sacrifices and a literal temple to meet with God, with the new covenant where his own personal blood would be sacrificed or shed, so that then we through him is able to meet with the Father. And it doesn't matter where we are, we can meet with the Father at any time through the blood of Christ. So he was setting aside the old covenant and establishing the new covenant. The old covenant was based on the blood of animals. The new covenant is based upon the precious blood of Christ. That's why the new covenant is based upon better promises than the old, is because through Christ we have immediate access to the Father. We don't have to leave our home and go and visit the sanctuary in order to meet with God. We can do so wherever we are.
Just another thing that was dawned on me, that this just goes to show that you can't have one without the other. Some put away the New Testament or even discredit the Old Testament, but they both work hand in hand. One cannot be without the other. So thank you for explaining that, the Elder.
Amen. And that's an excellent point. The Old Testament points forward to Christ being the Messiah. The New Testament points backward to Christ being that Messiah. So if you do away with the New Testament, you don't have a Messiah. You have one that you're looking for, but he hasn't come yet. If you do away with the Old Testament, you don't have a Messiah to look to. You only have one that you have to accept by faith without any kind of evidence that he's the real Messiah. So you have to have both the Old and the New Testament in order to have Jesus as your Savior and have the evidence to back it up. So very good point, dear sister. Brother Garay, did you have any other thoughts, or did you have an answer to the question that Sister Cece asked that you'd like to share?
La copa significaba lo literal que es, hermano. Es tomar el vino como símbolo de la sangre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Lo mismo que el pan, símbolo de su carne. Y él mismo dice que...
Okay, in this case, the cup and the, that represents the New Testament is a literal meaning about the blood and the bread that represents the wine and the bread. And the New Testament is the, or the New Covenant, it is a symbol that the ceremonial law was fulfilled, and now our Lord God doesn't require a sacrifice of goats and calves.
En la recepción que el Señor Jesús hará a su pueblo redimido,
during the marriage supper of the Lamb,
él volverá a ser el siervo humilde,
and he will be the humble servant,
que se ceñirá para servirle la copa literal de vino a su pueblo,
that will serve the wine cup to his people in his board.
Por eso él nos dice que volverá a tomarla en aquella ocasión con todos sus redimidos.
And for that reason he tells us he will take it again with his redeems.
Y esa copa es la que todos debemos aspirar a tomar.
And that cup is the reward we must have in mind,
con vid uvas cultivadas en el cielo,
by grown up or grown grapes in the heaven,
y que son vida eterna para todo aquel que la beba,
and there are eternal life for everyone who drink them.
Que el Señor nos ayude a perseverar en este bendito mensaje.
And keep looking up.
Para tener parte con Él en su reino.
To partake of this, to partake in the marriage supper of the Lamb. A final comment, dear ones. Our battery, our computer is getting low, so I'm afraid we must disconnect. We are going to come back home, and when we be there, we are going to let you know. Sabbath blessings, dear ones.
Feliz sábado. Gracias, hermano Bob Zelder, por invitarnos a tener este privilegio y este gozo de compartir con los hermanos.
Thank you, dear ones, and especially Brother Bob, for inviting me to take this first Washington Communion service.
Aquí estamos para servirles.
I am your servant, and it was a pleasure to partake also of this service. Hacks for everyone, and have a wonderful and blessed day. remaining Sabbath and a wonderful coming week.
Que el Señor nos use a todos para su gloria.
Amen. And thank you, dear Brother Jorge and Brother Santiago. Safety travels back home. And thank you so much for leading out in our first Sabbath service, this high Sabbath day, with foot washing and communion. And hurry back into the room once you get back home. Love to have you with us. Dear ones, are there any other thoughts, comments, questions, testimonies, songs that you'd like to sing or bring forth? Please go right ahead.
I'd like to sing, we can share the hymn, I should say, Hold Fast Till I Come. Dear Brother Santiago mentioned it as at the end of this service, and I think it would be beautiful for us to share by the grace of God. Sweet promise is given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, mine own to receive. Hold fast till I come, the danger is great. Sleep not as do others, be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne. Bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
We'll watch unto prayer with lamps burning bright. He comes to all others, a thief in the night. We know he is near, but know not the day. As spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come.
Yes, this is our hope, 'tis built on his word, the glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. A promise is all. It stands as the sun. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Here was a song that I actually heard during the break while we were doing the foot washing. See if I can remember the words. I remember the melody.
As the deer panted for Thou artest so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Amen. I'm glad you remembered the words, dear sister. That was beautiful. And that suggested a different hymn to me. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can fear my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that one can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
It bids my trembling heart rejoice, each rising tear. It tells me in a small, in a still small voice, to trust and never fear. Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. This name shall send its fragrance still along this thorny road, shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads me up to God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
And there with all the blood-bought throng, from sin and sorrow free, I'll sing the new eternal song of Jesus' love for me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Mi Dios es tan grande, tan fuerte y poderoso que todo lo puede hacer. Mi Dios es tan grande, tan fuerte y poderoso,
tan pequeño.
Que todo lo puede hacer. Las montañas son de
él.
Y los valles también.
Y los valles también.
Las estrellas que están más allá.
Las estrellas que están más allá.
Las montañas son de él. Y las flores también.
Y las flores también.
Las estrellas.
Las estrellas.
Y las flores.
Y las flores también.
Amén.
Amén.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, mighty. There's nothing like I cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Jeremiah was supposed to sing with me, but...
Well, he's singing in his heart. Praise the Lord. That was beautiful. And another hymn comes to mind. We haven't sung this one for a while. Let me bring it up here. We just sung that one, and here's another. Talking about the Marriage Supper of the Lamb and being in heaven. We speak of the realms of the blessed, that country so bright and so fair, and oft are its glories confessed, but what must it be to be there? We speak of its pathway of gold, its walls decked with jewels so rare, its wonders and pleasures untold. But what must it be to be there?
We speak of its freedom of sin, from sorrow, temptation, and care, from trials without and within. But what must it be to be there? We speak of its service of love, of the robes which glorified wear, of the Church of the Firstborn above. But what must it be to be there?
Oh, morning is all at an end when raised by the life-giving word. We see the new city descend, adorned as a bride for her Lord. The city so holy and clean, no sorrow can breathe in the air, no gloom of affliction or sin, no shadow of evil is there. Amen.
Do thou miss temptation and woe, for heaven myself prepare. And shortly I also shall know and feel what it is to be there. Then o'er the bright fields we shall roam in glory celestial and fair. With saints and with angels at home, and our three gods will be there.
Amen. And what a day that will be to be able to see our gods in person. You don't have to worry with the eye of faith. We can see them. And to be able to hug them, that's going to be a joy for me. And I'm sure for others as well. And what a day that will be. Are there any other thoughts or songs, testimonies, comments, questions, anything else that you'd like to share? And welcome back, dear brothers Jorge and Santiago. So glad to have you safely home and back in fellowship with us. But anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones?
Sister Rose, I think, requested Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that is the spirit of the Lord. Sweet, Holy Spirit, sweet, Heavenly Stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for this blessing, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
There's a sweet expression on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
We are all bound together through thy grace, and it's all through the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
There was another request for another hymn. I think it's 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
Thank you, dear Sister Cece. I just want to tell everybody that this is truly was a prayer that we had from 2012. That the Lord will grant us to have a service that was bilingual. And we are so grateful that the Lord had granted that. Thank you, Brother Rob, and also Brother Garay, and hoping that maybe in the future we'll be able to have many more. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus said the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood. Just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin to self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Amen.
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust in more. Amen.
It's called Oh, What a Day. When we reach the land of light where shadows are no more, oh, what a day. When we see our blessed Savior on that peaceful shore, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day that will be. When my dear Savior I see in those mansions of love, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day. When we see the holy city with its mansions fair, oh, what a day. When we look upon the glories that await us there, oh, what a day, oh, what a day that will be, when my dear Savior I see, in those mansions of love, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day. To behold the face of our loved ones gone before, oh, what a day. From the Savior's presence to be severed nevermore, oh, what a day. Oh, what a day that will be, when my dear Savior I see, in those mansions of love, now awaiting above, oh, what a day, oh, glorious day.
Amen. And can you imagine what the grape juice is going to taste like in heaven and on the new earth compared to what we're accustomed to on this earth? It's going to be like the difference between night and day in flavor and just a joy to partake of. And to know that our Savior is holding back on partaking of something so satisfying in heaven because his brethren, you and me, are not with him. That is definitely love, waiting to share something that is so pleasurable until his loved ones can share it with him. So that's our Savior, dear ones, waiting to share it with his beloved. And as Brother Dick so wonderfully sang, oh, what a day that will be. Are there any other songs, any other comments, testimonies that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
Elder Rob, there was a request for intercessory prayers for our dear Sister Rose's mom. Maybe we can go into a season of prayer for said request.
Indeed. And thank you for bringing that to my attention. Let us please bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you that through Jesus we can come to you at any time, especially with our prayers for others. We pray that you'll be with our dear Sister Rose's mother, and please draw near to her let her feel your presence and to look up to you and to trust in you in the name of Jesus for healing. But please move upon her heart and reveal the uplifted Savior before her, that she may look to him and trust in him and give him her heart. Please also be with Brother Dick and Sister Elaine and any others that are ill, such as Cindy and other loved ones, dear Lord. Please put your healing hand upon them all. Let your perfect will be done in their lives, but especially let them recognize the frailty of life and that they need to make sure that they have Jesus and eternal life. That is the most important. And thank you so much for letting thy perfect will be done, as well as for hearing and answering this prayer. We claim Exodus 15:26, that you indeed are the God that healeth thy people. And thank you for being our great physician. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Can we add a P.S. to that for Caleb? He has COVID now.
And dear Father, please also be with Caleb and with any other of our family and friends and loved ones and acquaintances and brothers and sisters in the faith. Let them look to you and to trust in you and expect help from you, because they recognize your love for them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Are there any other requests of songs that you'd like to share, dear ones, on this beautiful and wonderful High Sabbath fellowship? Please go right ahead.
You know that song, Whosoever Surely Meaneth Me? Probably Brother Dick has that in a songbook somewhere. But it kind of goes, I am happy today and the sun shines bright. The clouds have been rolled away, for the Savior promised to take my sins and took them all away. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me. And Jesus says, whosoever shall come to him, he will in no wise cast out.
Amen. And that's a scripture song, although not those actual words, but the same meaning. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. So that's a promise that you have to claim it for yourself. So amen. All right, day by day.
Day by day, unwittish passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. trusting in my father, wise bestowment. Have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond no measure, give unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly his pride of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each child. All my cares he fain will bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he lay. As the day that strength shall be in measure, this the pledge in he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust that promises, O Lord, that I lose not face with consolation. Offer me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when voice of trouble meet thee, ere to take us from my father's hand. One by one, the days, the moment fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
And what better song to have at the beginning of a new year than one that points to the soon coming of our Savior? You will see your Lord a-coming, you will see your Lord a-coming, you will see your Lord a-coming in a few more days. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet, you will hear Christ's silver trumpet, you will hear Christ's silver trumpet in a few more days. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air.
You will see the saints arising, you will see the saints arising. You will see the saints arising in a few more days. Then we'll travel to the city, we will travel to the city, we will travel to the city in a few more days. Hear the band of music. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, which is sounding through the air. We will shout our sufferings over, we will shout our sufferings over, we will shout our sufferings over in a few more days. Then we'll spend eternity, we will spend eternity, we will spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music which is sounding through the air. You will
see your Lord coming. You will hear Christ's silver trumpet. You will see the saints arising in a few more days. Then we'll travel to the city. Then we'll shout our sufferings over. Then we'll spend eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the sound, hear the band of music, hear the band of music, hear the band of music, which is sounding through the air.
Amen. And can you hear that band of music, dear ones? Can you hear the three angels' messages going forth in combination with the fourth angel, the loud cry? So the band of music's going forth, and more people are joining in that band and heralding the present truth, spreading it farther and wider, and it's growing louder. Yeah, amen, loud indeed. Until the whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of that angel of Revelation 18. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is indeed going to lighten this earth with the glory of God. And each one of us has a precious privilege and an honor of swelling the loud cry, of being part of that band, and singing that precious present truth song. What an honor it is to be a follower of Jesus. Well, dear ones, it's been a wonderful church service. Thank you so much for your participation and for being here. And also for Brother Garay to put on the service, to lead out, even though he had to go through some extra maneuvers in order to make it work. Bless his heart. Dear ones, may God bless you more in this new year than in last. And, as always, keep looking up.
Alegre dulce es el vivir. O también puedes triste ser, si quieres ánimo sentir, solo esto habrás de hacer. Mira hacia Dios, roca inmutable te será. Mira hacia Dios, Él no te faltará jamás. Mira hacia Dios, y oscuridad no temerás. Confianza y fe tendrás, mirando a Dios. Si oscuras nubes ves llegar, si algún amigo te es infiel, cuando comiences a dudar, solo esto habrás de hacer. Mira hacia Dios, roca inmutable te será. Mira hacia Dios, Él no te faltará jamás. Mira hacia Dios, y oscuridad no temerás. Confianza y fe tendrás mirando a Dios. Cuando no anhelas la oración y ves tu fe desfallecer, si vagas lejos del Señor, solo esto habrás de hacer. Mira hacia Dios, roca inmutable te será. Mira hacia Dios, Él no te faltará jamás. Mira hacia Dios,
y oscuridad no temerás. Confianza y fe tendrás mirando a Dios.